周六品味圈之逍遥谈 Selina。
四月份咧，我哋嘅专题咧系讲阅读啦，咁啊，当然系一个好重要嘅一部分啦。咁我哋请嚟咧就专家 Adrian Gear，Adrian 自己本身系教师、作家，亦都系演讲者嘅。咁佢有成25年嘅教学经验啦，咁同埋咧佢又出咗7本嘅专业嘅书，而家佢系 Simbi 嘅首席学习嘅主管嘅。咁啊，依家咧，我哋知道咧，即系鼓励学生啊读书之外咧，其实系我哋都会讲下点样系回馈翻呢个社会啊等等。咁呢方面咧，就想睇下啊 Adrian 咧有啲咩嘅见解嘅。Adrian, we know that how can we actually encourage our children to think beyond themselves and give back to the world? And can you explain the difference between hard skills and soft skills and all that kind of thing?
Well, thank you, Selina. It's nice to be back visiting you again. This is a topic very close to my heart. So I'm happy to spend a little time today. So in short, hard skills are what we might consider content and knowledge-based skills. So traditional schools focused on hard skills, reading, writing, math,learning capital cities of a country, the dates of ancient civilization, memorizing periodic tables. So hard skills connect to facts that can be memorized and regurgitated back on a test.
咁我哋可以讲 hard skill 即係硬嘅技能啦，咁一般嚟讲呢都係学校教嘅嘢嚟嘅，基本上学校教嗰啲嘅内容啊，啲知识啊，譬如话点样阅读啊，写字啊，数学啊，或者啲国家嘅地方名啊，啲首都名啊，或者古文明年代啲历史啊等等，或者数学里面我哋念嗰啲乘数表啊咁等等，呢啲呢其实係一啲关于一啲实体嘅嘢，同埋我哋通常都系要死记，同埋咧喺测验嘅时候咧就背翻出嚟咁解。咁呢啲咧通常我哋都可以叫做 hard skill。How about soft skill?
Soft skills are ones that are traditionally not taught in schools. They're things that you can't really give a test on. Kindness, empathy, care for others, problem solving.Active listening, critical thinking, working collaboratively with others.
咁好多时候有啲嘅soft skill， 我哋可能叫软嘅技能啦。咁呢啲软技能咧，好多时咧都唔一定话喺学校度会教到噶啦。咁呢个咧，譬如话咧，我哋会觉得系，譬如话好少教啊。譬如咩叫仁慈啊、同理心啊。关心其他人啊，关爱其他人啊，解决问题嘅方法啊，点样可以有啲批判性嘅一啲嘅思考方法啊，一啲嘅合作精神啊，或者点样好耐心咁去听人哋讲嘢啊，等等呢啲咧都喺学校里边咧好少话好直接去教呢一方面嘅。So why are those soft skills actually become more and more important? And how is that important for a children's development?
So really good question. I think about two people I heard speaking about this recently. Jack Ma, the founder of the Alibaba Group, once said that if a computer can do it just as well or better, then it's a hard skill. Mm-hmm. If a computer can't do it, it's a soft skill.And he was talking about the need that we need to teach kids more soft skills in schools because memorizing and regurgitating facts is no longer enough because if a computer can do that, why would we haveA student do it, like a computer do it.
系啦，咁佢咧就话最近都听到人哋讲呢个嘅软技能嘅重要性啦。咁第一个咧就系马云啦吓，咁阿里巴巴嘅马云啦，咁佢曾经讲过，佢话咧如果电脑做得到，而电脑又做得好嘅话咧，咁呢个咧就系硬技能啦。但如果电脑做唔到嘅咧，咁呢个就系软技能啦。咁所以咧，佢咧就马云咧就系话着重咧就系话。我哋需要教呢啲學童多啲軟嘅技能啦。 咁因为咧，如果你话靠死记、靠重复嚟做嘅话咧，呢啲系唔重要，亦都唔系话唔重要，而系唔足够吓。咁啊，如果一个电脑可以做得到嘅话，咁我哋可能都被他们替代了，所以这个语言技能是非常重要的。 Adrian?
And then I heard Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, he was talking in an interview I saw recently that the hiring skills for Microsoft have changed over the years. He said at one point, if you had an honors degree from Harvard,you could have a ticket into any job. But now it's no longer enough because they're looking for different things. They're looking for people who are not just book smart, but are world smart. And he listed all the same skills that Jack Ma referred to. People who are good listeners, get along with others, deep thinkers, problem solvers, compassionate and comparing humans.
咁另外一个呢就係 Bill Gates 啦，咁係呢个微软下创办人。咁佢亦都呢就Agent 睇过佢有一个最近一个访问啦，咁佢话啊你微软请人係点样嘅呢咁样。咁佢话微软如果你睇到啊，如果你有一个哈佛大学嘅一个学位嘅话呢，咁你好容易嚟到做嘢，但係呢个係唔足够嘅，唔足够嘅。咁而家呢佢话而家呢佢哋都係着重呢睇请人嘅时候呢就唔係淨係话佢读书好叻，而係佢要有一个世界观。吓，呢个系叻嘅。咁佢话咧，亦都去提到咧，就有啲嘅呢个软技能啦。头先我哋讲到，佢话咧亦都系提到咧啲嘅学生或者一啲嘅应征者咧，佢哋系需要有一啲好好嘅聆听力啦，系好可以有合作嘅精神啦，要识谂啦，有同理心啦，亦都系识解决问题啊，同埋咧就系一个系好关爱、好慈爱嘅一个人咁样样嘅。How can we support our children develop those skills? And yeah, that's really important.
So I think parents can help their children in a few ways. Getting involved in local community is one way. Taking your children to the farmer's market, volunteering, helping neighbors, dropping food off or helping shovel snow. When children see the parents doing this, it rubs off.
咁呢啲呢其实呢做家长呢可能都可以帮助到啊，因为喺家长嚟讲呢都可以将啲儿童啦係带去啲社区嗰度下，睇下佢哋可以喺社区度做一啲义工啦，可以去譬如话啲 farmers market 啦，可以帮下啲邻居啊，譬如扫下扫啊，扫下雪啊等等。呢啲其实呢如果孩子能够睇到父母係能够做得到关爱别人的话，那些小孩都可能会是一个好的榜样。 Adrian?
Another thing is I feel that parents need to maybe back off a little bit on helping their kids to solve problems. I feel like parents often come in and solve the problems for them. I think learning happens when children make mistakes and they learn from them.So that's one way. And another thing is really connecting to nature, taking children outside to the park, letting them play with other kids and learn how to get along and problem solve.
咁佢话呢另外一个呢佢自己睇到呢都好紧要嘅呢就係我哋有时呢係俾啲細路仔佢自己去諗一个方法去解决啲问题。而唔係父母參與好快咁同佢，等我搞掂佢啦咁，唔係咁樣樣。咁佢咧就話，如果細路仔喺學習個過程裏邊咧，雖然可能有錯誤或者有唔成功嘅情況，但係都喺嗰度咧係俾佢哋有個學習嘅機會，係俾佢哋自己解決嘅問題。咁另外咧，亦都可以咧，就多啲帶子女咧，就出去同呢個大自然啦嚇，等佢哋行下公園啦，同埋帶佢哋咧去同其他嘅細路仔一齊去玩，去等佢哋可以同佢哋一齊去合作，或者係一齊去玩之中，能夠學習，呢個係都係非常之重要嘅。Adrian。
The last thing I'll say is just helping kids become responsible. So giving them responsibilities at home, making their bed, taking out the garbage, not for money, not for a reward, but just because you're part of this family means everyone needs to help each other.
咁另外一样嘢咧都好紧要咧，就系俾佢哋有呢个责任感啊，吓咁啊，亦都系俾佢哋咧就系唔同嘅工作啦，喺屋企都要做嘅，做家务，大家一齐分享啊嘛，因为你都系家庭成员之一，俾佢哋咧自己去接床、执好张床、执好自己间房，有时咧或者系要执垃圾嘅时候，倒垃圾嘅时候，日子就叫佢哋啊帮手啦，将啲垃圾攞出去啦咁样。咁有时咧做呢啲嘢嘅时候咧，唔一定话系要。要俾钱佢哋或者系奖励佢哋，亦都唔系要咁样做到。而等佢知道咧，其实作为家庭嘅一份子咧，佢哋应该系要帮手做呢啲嘢嘅咁样样。咁我知道咧，就 Simbi 佢哋都亦都有一个 platform 咧，就叫做 Read for Good 嘅。咁亦都要等佢讲下啦。Can you tell us a little bit more about the Simbi Read for Good platform and why you see that as a way to help the students become a global citizens as well?
Well, one of the things about the Simbi Reading Coach that I have mentioned in the other sessions, it has a private tutoring for English language learners, which also incorporates the Simbi Reading platform. Now, on that platform, the children are going in and practicing their reading. They have an opportunity to do something called Read for Good.And this is a unique opportunity for learners to change the world. Now, that seems hard for children, young children, to save the world, but this is an opportunity to do something.
咁佢先前嗰阵时咧都讲咗啦 ，Simbi 佢哋咧有一个系呢个阅读嘅教练呢个嗰度啦，咁嗰度咧亦都有一啲嘅阅读嘅平台咧，咁喺嗰度咧亦都有一个系叫做 Read for Good 嘅一个嘅平台咧，咁啲细路仔俾佢哋有个机会学习点样可以。改变个社会，咁当然啦，系好细个嚟讲就太即系好似好重任咁。但系喺呢个情况之下，系细细个嘅时候都可以等佢哋知道啊个世界系点样咧，或者佢哋可以点样参与系改变呢个世界咧咁。Adrian,
so this is how it works. When a student or child reads a book on Simbi platform by narrating, so that is recording their voice.On the Simbi platform, they have the option to submit their narration to the Simbi Global Library. If the narration is approved, that their voice gets to be part of the global library, so other people around the world can listen to their voice to practice their reading. So basically, it turns the act of readinginto an act of giving. So this experience of practicing reading, but also giving back to the world, the global community, is what makes Simbi and Simbi Reading Coach so special.
咁原来咧，咁点样做咧？咁大家知道我哋之前讲咗啦，系讲故事narrate 呢个嘅features 啦。咁喺嗰度咧，你可以个学童咧就讲一个故仔出嚟吓，咁可以录咗自己嘅声讲呢个故事。咁佢咧可以将佢咧就系俾呢个 Simbi 嘅一个global library， 即系全球嘅一个图书嘅收集嗰度。咁如果系佢收到你个故仔，用你自己把声讲咗之后啊，佢又覺得你講得好好聽，或者點咧？佢就變咗咧，可以擺喺佢哋嗰個 global library 嗰度咧，就世界各地所有嘅朋友咧都可以聽到你呢一個錄音嘅。咁呢個咧，基本上咧就係話你唔係淨係練嚇點樣閱讀啊等等，而係將呢一個閱讀咧更加咧整為一個係。俾其他一啲學童咧，係可以學到，譬如你個發音啊，你個講故事嘅技巧啊等等。呢個咧就亦都係一個好特別嘅一個情況嘅。So how can students see their success then?
So this is the really exciting part for students who are reading for good. Every week they receive on their dashboard, their Simbi dashboard, something called the Impact Report. And this report shows them how many people around the world listen to their voice that week. And so when students see this, they see how many people are listening to them. It motivates them to read more, improve their reading skills, and then they feel that they are helping others through their active reading.
咁原来佢哋咧就攞到呢、這个，点样可以睇到自己嗰个成功呢？就系佢哋原来咧每个学童咧，当然系自己嗰个版面嗰度咧，就有一个叫做 impact report 啦，佢有一个报告嘅，就可以显示到究竟世界各地有几多人听到你个故仔嘅咧，听到你把声嘅咧，咁佢哋咧就可以睇得到啊，今日有几多人吓、啊，可能系 like 咗我呢、這个吓，咁啊就如果佢睇到嘅话咧，当然咁啊都系鼓励到去睇多啲嘅书啦，同埋咧读多啲嘅书啦，咁呢个亦都系双赢嘅情况嘅。So I know that there is a promotion for parents sign up for the CMB Reading Coach. Can you say that again?
Yeah. So as a way of giving back to this community, we have made the reading assessment on the Reading Coach, CMB Reading Coach, free for everyone this April. So it's easy to do. You Google, go on to CMB, S-I-M-B-I Reading Coach, book an orientation session, and then in addition to learning more about CMB and the onboarding process, you will book your free reading assessment.
咁咧就大家可以上去呢个四月份咧，佢哋有一个免费嘅评估啦。咁如果你系登记参加咗呢个 CMB 嘅阅读教练计划嘅话咧，咁就可以有一个专人咧，就系评估下你个学童嘅情况啦、个需要啦，同埋釐定佢嘅阅读嘅计划嘅，咁大家可以上去 Google 咧，就系写呢个 CMB Reading Coach S I M B I， 然后 Reading Coach 就可以查看得到噶咯。咁我哋非常之多谢啊 Asian 咧，一连几个星期咧都同我哋介绍讲好多关于阅读方面嘅嘢。咁我哋希望咧，即系大家听众朋友咧系受益不浅嘅。Thank you so much Asian for the last few weeks that talk about reading， and I think that our audience will benefit from it very much。
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure, Selena. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye.